Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
High blood pressure is a silent killer. Do you need to rely on drugs to lower your blood pressure? Our guest today, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, will talk about 10 superfoods validated by clinical trials that can naturally lower your blood pressure. Among other foods, you will learn how flax seeds, beets, and more, all covered in detail in her book, A Hug in a Mug, have additive mechanisms to produce double-digit drops, with flax seeds actually rivaling prescription medication. I'll be taking notes on our discussion today since most people I know are dealing with blood pressure issues. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program. Great topic.
Yes, it is. And, you know, all the decades we've worked together, we've never tackled this most important topic. I'm so glad you thought about it.
Well, this is an important topic that can possibly affect most of our listeners, or at least people they know. Give us your overview and how many people actually you think it does affect, because it's really widespread, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And like you said, blood pressure is a silent killer, and it's called that for good reason. You can't feel it. You don't know it's high unless someone measures it. And uncontrolled high blood pressure is quietly damaging arteries, your kidneys, and your heart every single day. And how many people in the world have hypertension or high blood pressure? That's 1.3 billion, Rick.
Wow.
Billion. The world. Yeah, and the World Health Organization calls it the single most important risk factor for early death worldwide. High blood pressure is responsible for about, they say, the statistics, 10.8 million preventable deaths every year. So, yes, it is a very large problem.
And it has a preventable component to it, obviously, that we'll talk about on the program today. Now, is high blood pressure more serious as we age? And is there a main cause for it?
You know what? It is more serious, because as we get older, people experience what doctors call essential hypertension, and they can't quite put their finger on exactly what the cause is, but we have ideas and clues from what actually works. And as we'll talk about today, the foods we eat have a powerful and well-documented effect on blood pressure. Blood pressure does not have to rise essentially, like they say, as you get older. And that's due to diet and lifestyle factors. Food, as we'll discuss, has a very profound effect. And randomized controlled trials have shown double-digit drops in the systolic blood pressure from specific foods. And over the years, I've done a lot of research about diet and blood pressure, and I always like to look at what foods are most beneficial. And I found 10 or so winners that really perform well, and they work through different mechanisms so that the results are additive. Like you said earlier, they don't have side effects like drugs do. What I like to say, Rick, is they have side benefits. So we'll be talking about the 10 foods, and I'll give you some real clinical evidence to back them up.
Before we go through your 10 blood pressure-lowering superfoods, tell us about three mechanisms, what they are, by which food lowers blood pressure that you write about in A Hug in a Mug.
Okay, yes, I write about this in detail in A Hug in a Mug. You see, your blood pressure, as you probably know, it's not a fixed number. It responds dynamically throughout the day to dozens of inputs. For example, Rick, what you eat, how you sleep, how much you weigh, what you're stressed out about at the moment, and the health of your blood vessels. So, as you asked, the three main mechanisms by which food lowers blood pressure are these. Number one, the nitric oxide production. Certain foods are rich in nitrates, NITRATES, or compounds, that help your blood vessels produce nitric oxide, which causes them to relax and widen, hence lowers the blood pressure. The second mechanism is an inflammation reduction. Chronic low-grade inflammation stiffens blood vessel walls. Anti-inflammatory foods reduce the stiffness. Now, we're not going to be talking about this today. You can go to my website and learn more about red light therapy that you can do locally, like a handheld device on an ankle, or you can do a full body panel like I use most mornings. I just did about 2 hours ago, which is great for inflammation. Go to my website, in the search bar, put red light therapy. You can learn about it. And then the third mechanism is endothelial function. You probably remember this from high school and college classes. The inner lining of your blood vessels is called the endothelium, and that regulates constriction and dilation. And several foods directly support endothelial health. So you'll see, as we talk about these 10 different foods, they all work through different mechanisms, so they can combine to give you the most additive, beneficial effect. Rather than focusing on one food, let's combine a lot of these I'll talk about. And none of these are crazy exotic foods. You can get them all easily at your grocery store.
Dr. Susan mentioned her website. It's very simple. Her name, SusanSmithJones.com. A ton of information there. Information in particular on today's topic you'll be interested in finding more. Let's talk about your favorite superfoods to help lower blood pressure. Also, a study or two to validate those superfoods. And ways you can include these foods, we can include these foods in our meals.
All right, I'm going to start out with my most favorite. Just like, by the way, a little digression, just like turmeric is probably the number one anti-inflammatory food on planet Earth, flax seeds, the most underrated food for blood pressure and probably the best food to help lower blood pressure on our beautiful planet Earth. So this is where I'm going to start. There was a landmark study, the flax pad trial, that was done at the University of Manitoba, and they enrolled 110 adults that all had peripheral artery disease, put them in a randomized controlled trial. That's a really good one. And the participants consumed either 30 grams of ground flaxseed or a placebo baked in a bagel, muffins, pasta, so neither group knew what they were getting for 6 months. And by the way, 30 grams, to make it easy for everyone, that's about an ounce. That's about 2 tablespoons, okay, which is what I have every day of fresh ground flaxseed. And the results, Rick, were remarkable. The participants who started the trial with systolic blood pressure above 140, those eating the flaxseed foods dropped their systolic pressure by an average of 15 points.
Wow.
The systolic, by the way, is the upper number. Their diastolic, that's the lower number, dropped by about average 7 points. These are not small changes. These are clinically significant reductions comparable to what doctors expect from prescription medications. This is from ground flaxseed. There was a second study. I'm going to give you a couple since flaxseed is so important for everyone to have daily, published in 2021, where they gave the participants 30 grams again, so remember that's about 2 tablespoons, for a freshly ground flaxseed for 12 weeks. And they showed a significant drop in systolic blood pressure over the 12-week period, while the placebo group's blood pressure went up. So I know a lot of people are asking, how does this miracle superfood do this? Well, it's through multiple mechanisms that work together. The omega-3 fat called ALA, that's alpha-linolenic acid, ALA, that's one of the omega-3 fatty acids. It reduces, Rick, inflammation in the whole body and supports the nitric oxide production in blood vessel walls. The lignans in the flaxseed, and that, by the way, that's a class of phytoestrogens found in higher concentrations in flax than any food ever discovered on planet Earth. So the lignans that are in the flaxseed have their own blood pressure lowering effect. And then flaxseeds also have magnesium, about 123 milligrams in a 2-tablespoon serving. And that's about 30% of your daily need of magnesium. That supports vascular relaxation. You often hear it's good to take magnesium at night to calm you down because it relaxes your blood vessels. And of course, the fiber in flaxseed supports overall cardiovascular health. And before I mention how I would use it in a diet, keep this in mind, that in a comparison against hypertensive drugs, and often what doctors do is they give you the best drug combos, typically 3 or 4 medications used at low doses that reduce your systolic, that upper number, the blood pressure, by about 18 points. Remember, flaxseeds, 15-point reduction puts you right there in the same league.
Yes.
And without any side effects. So how do you use it? And remember, it has to be ground because your body cannot digest or absorb all the active compounds in the flaxseed if you don't grind it. In other words, if you take whole flaxseeds, you will probably see them looking back up at you in the bathroom at some point. So you've got to grind it. And I did it this morning. I usually grind my a cup and a half of flaxseed about once a week. And I put it in a little container with a lid. I keep it in my refrigerator. You want to keep it fresh. You don't want to buy it ground at the market, a health food store, because you don't know how long it's been on the shelf.
Yes.
And you get a little nut grinder, like a coffee grinder. I have one of those little Krups things. I think that's what it's called. And it takes about 10 seconds to grind it fresh, pour it into a container, put the lid on, put it in the refrigerator. So there are easy ways to get 2 or 2.5 tablespoons of the flaxseed a day, put them in smoothies, on top of your oatmeal, into muffins, on top of your salad. Sometimes I just put a spoonful in my mouth, or I take a big glass of water, put in a tablespoon of flaxseeds. But again, it's got to be ground. And I'll just say this before we move on to the next 50 foods. No, just kidding. 10 foods, 9 more. If you take nothing else away from our discussion today and you have high blood pressure, you've got to get fresh flax seeds, you know, and then grind it yourself. Make sure you have a grinder. I always get organic. They come in a dark brown and a gold. I always get the golden ones. I buy 5-pound bags at once. I get them often on Amazon. But my health food store also sells them in bulk, so I can fill up big bags of it. I go through a lot of this. I also make flaxseed crackers, and I use my food dehydrator, make them low temperature, so they stay healthy. But it's like a miracle superfood.
Flax seeds, top of the list, and you just heard why. All of this information and so much more on Dr. Susan's website. Link on to her website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Next up on the list is beets. Something over the last couple of years, I think we've heard a lot about the health benefits of beets.
Yeah, it's a fast-acting nitric oxide right on your plate. We've heard a lot about this. You see commercials, or I do often on TV, about these beet powders.
Yes.
And it's for good reason, because, and you and I did a whole show once on circulation and blood, and I talked a lot about this, but as a quick review, dietary nitrates from beets are converted by bacteria in your saliva to nitrites, and then by your body to nitric oxide, different than the gas that makes you laugh. And it's the same molecule that relaxes and widens your blood vessels. And this mechanism is very fast. In a very highly cited, randomized, controlled study done at the Barts and the London School of Medicine, published in 2015 in the journal Hypertension, showed that daily supplementation with dietary nitrate from beetroot juice produced a sustained blood pressure reduction in hypertensive patients over 4 weeks with a systolic, remember that's the upper number, blood pressure dropping by an average of 7.7 points compared to the placebo. Now, what's notable about this study is the word sustained, because many trials show that a short-term drop in blood pressure after beet juice, and it does drop. By the way, you drink a little beet juice, and it doesn't have to be just beet juice. You can combine it with other veggies. We'll talk about that in a moment. But the drop in your blood pressure is almost instantaneous. And it keeps working, Rick, as long as you keep drinking it. And the combination, by the way, of like beets, spinach, and carrots, if you have a juicer and you use those three veggies in a juice, there's a recipe I have of one of my 100 recipes in a hug and a mug for this. It's my nitric oxide super duper juice. But you put those three, and it gives you the best nitric oxide delivery system available from food. Spinach is actually one of the highest nitrate vegetables, gram for gram. Carrots add the antioxidants that protect the nitric oxide from being broken down before it can do its magic work. And a fresh juice is a great way to deliver dietary nitrate, because it reacts again with the bacteria in your mouth instantly. And then you get an excellent conversion of the nitrate to nitric oxide in your body when you consume it as a juice. And by the way, the synergy of these three vegetables is greater than just having carrot juice or beet juice. A lot of people don't like the taste of beets for some reason. I love it. But here's what I would recommend. Fresh juice of beets, carrots, spinach, yes, that's ideal. And I have a juicer, but honestly, I don't have time to juice every day, just maybe two or three times a week. But every single day, there's this product I've taken for 20 years. It's called Beet Max. It's one word, BEETMAX. It's this concentrated beet powder of just beets you take the beets and you juice them and then you dry them at low. This company does it at a low temperature, and that way you maintain all the good nutritional value.
Yes.
And that way I just take a glass of water and I take a teaspoon of this nitric oxide Beet Max powder, put it in the water, and I drink it. And there's only one place you can get it. And I have nothing to do with the company, by the way, but I take their Beet Max all the time and a few other products they have. And you can go to myhdiet.com. H stands for Hallelujah. It's myhdiet.com. That's where I go to order my Beat Max. So if you don't have a juicer, if you don't want a juice, and or maybe you have tea or some, I know people say they put it in their coffee. They put the powder in their smoothies. It makes it a really beautiful pink color. Probably nobody would care about this, but sometimes I put a little water on my index finger, and I dip my finger in this BeatMax powder. Okay, don't tell anyone I'm telling you this. And then I put it on my cheekbones, and I just gently rub it just a little bit, just a teeny, teeny bit, and it gives you a beautiful, natural, berry-colored little blush on your cheekbones. The company has no idea that I use it this way too, but the best way to use it would be just put it in smoothies or water or any other juice you're drinking.
I like that, flax seeds and beets. We've gone through two of Susan's list of 10 superfoods that are going to help us fight blood pressure issues and keep our low blood pressure low and do it naturally. Next up is leafy greens. We've sort of touched on that. Talk about how important that is.
Yeah, now this is a nitrate powerhouse that most people overlook. You know, most people, when they think of the nitric oxide or a nitrate food, they think of beets. But leafy greens like arugula, I love arugula, or in England they call it rocket, or spinach, Swiss chard, kale, watercress, they're actually among the highest dietary sources of nitrates available. Now, arugula in particular, I'm gonna highlight this one, contains nitrate concentrations that almost rival the beet juice in many studies and analyses. And if you took 100 grams, and that's about 3.5 ounces, so that's almost half of a cup of arugula, which I have always, every day in my salad. By the way, that only has 25 calories.
Wow.
3.5 ounces or 100 grams of arugula. It gives you approximately 480 milligrams of nitrate. That's massive. That is great, and your blood vessels will thank you for that. Spinach is not far behind. These levels are high enough to produce the same nitric oxide pathways that beet juice studies have demonstrated. There was a great study done on the nitrate-rich vegetables and blood pressure that was published in the Journal of Human Hypertension. And in case someone forgets, hypertension is the same as high blood pressure. And they concluded that the nitrate-rich vegetables were associated with significant reductions in blood pressure, and especially if you had these leafy greens every single day. The researchers recommend a consistent daily intake, and this is one reason I always have two daily salads every day, usually mid-morning and late afternoon. I don't eat too late at night. And it's also a great idea from a cardiovascular standpoint. And if the base of your salad is arugula, baby spinach, and or spring mix, you're delivering a meaningful nitrate dose every single day. I'd put in the salad spinach, I'd put in beets, carrots, arugula, Swiss chard, kale, watercress, all great nitrate foods. And by the way, you can lightly cook leafy greens too, because the nitrates themselves are heat stable. But your goal is at least 2 large handfuls of leafy greens a day.
That's amazing. And again, as you mentioned before, these are not foods that you that are difficult to find, that you've never heard of before. These are foods that are easily accessible. All of this information on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Next up is berries. We all familiar with berries, and I'm glad to see they're number four on the list.
Yes. Now, in berries, you've got something called polyphenols, and they protect your blood vessels. See, berries work through a different mechanism, like we talked about before, than the nitrate-rich vegetables or flax seeds. Because they're rich in polyphenols, particularly something called anthocyanins, these improve that endothelial function and reduce arterial stiffness. Arteries are the vessels that carry the blood away from your heart. There was a randomized control study done at the Harvard School of Public Health, published in the Circulation Journal in 2013, with over, you ready for this? 93,000 women over 18 years.
Wow.
And the women who ate the most blueberries and strawberries, and it was three or more servings a week, had a 10% lower risk of developing hypertension compared to those eating the least. And the researchers attributed this specifically to the anthocyanin content of the berries. There was a more targeted intervention study, where was it, at Oklahoma State University, and they found that consuming 50 grams of freeze-dried strawberries, 50 grams, by the way, is an ounce or about 3 tablespoons, for 8 weeks significantly reduced systolic blood pressure in adults with metabolic syndrome, along with reductions in the LDL, the bad cholesterol, and helped with inflammation. Now, all right, let's be honest here. The berries aren't going to drop your blood pressure 15 points the way flax seeds can, but they are protecting the structural integrity of your blood vessel walls over time and reducing the inflammation, Rick, that makes hypertension worse. I call them a team player and are doing long-term work. So how to put this in your diet? I like to make things practical. 1 cup of mixed berries daily. They can be fresh or frozen in smoothies. You can put them in your yogurt. I know you like that.
Yes.
On top of your oatmeal. Frozen blueberries are one of the most affordable, nutritionally consistent ways to meet this target. By the way, I get at my health food store, I get a strawberry protein powder, but I also buy its organically grown powder, cold pressed, of strawberries. It's freeze dried. And I put a tablespoon of that a day, either in my water, in my juice, in my smoothie, in some way, just to get extra strawberries into my diet.
Interesting. And that's so easy to do. I mean, once again, you break this down, you give us the practical applications where we can incorporate that in our diet. And berries are so powerful for us. Now, you've got garlic is next on the list. How do we use garlic and what good does it do, except maybe cutting down to the number of friends we have?
I love garlic. So it's, honestly, it's been used medicinally for thousands of years, but now, thank goodness, and my grandmother, when I was a teenager, taught me all about it. She used to put a clove in my ear if I had an ear infection or if I had a bruise or something. She'd use garlic in myriad ways on me, and it's great for cholesterol, by the way, helps with increasing your HDL, lowering your LDL. But luckily, modern science has provided a mechanistic explanation for how it lowers blood pressure. There's an active compound in garlic called allicin. That's not a female name. It's A-L-L-I-C-I-N. And it's produced when garlic is crushed or chopped. And it acts similar to like the ACE inhibitor drugs. But allicin blocks the enzyme that converts angiotensin 1 to angiotensin 2. That's a potent constrictor of blood vessels. So again, this is a different mechanism than we discussed with flaxseeds. And the nitric oxide-rich vegetables or berries. When was it? 2008, there was a meta-analysis published in an integrative medicine journal in Australia called Journal of Nutrition, and they pooled data from 17 randomized controlled trials and found that garlic supplementation significantly reduced systolic blood pressure an average of 4.5 points in hypertensive patients. And it's small but compared to flaxseed, but it's still, they've been able to consistently replicate these studies. Now, the effective dose in most of these trials, so people know, is equivalent to 2 to 4 cloves of garlic per day. You can also get aged garlic extract supplements where you don't taste it. You know, you can get capsules and tablets. But keep this in mind. A lot of people don't know this. Raw garlic crushed and allowed to rest for 10 minutes before eating maximizes that allicin production. So how to use it? You could crush a couple cloves of garlic, let them sit for 10 minutes, add them to your salad dressings, your vegetable dishes, your soups, and consistent daily use is the key, not just occasional use. Sometimes I make veggie smoothies instead of fruit ones, you know, or green smoothies. I'll use all vegetables, or maybe use the fruit, the tomato, as a base, and I always put in cloves of garlic. So there are different ways you can use garlic.
And incorporate in our diet, and that's number 5 on the list of 10 superfoods that work to lower your blood pressure naturally. We're now up to oats and barley. How does that work?
Yeah, a lot of people like oatmeal for breakfast and barley. They both contain something called beta-glucan, and that's a soluble fiber that does 2 things particularly well. It helps to lower LDL cholesterol, and what's germane to this topic is it helps to lower blood pressure. There was a 2007 meta-analysis published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition that looked at the effect of whole grain oat consumption on blood pressure across randomized controlled trials. And they found that compared to the control groups, the oat group showed significant reductions in both systolic and diastolic blood pressure. And what researchers say is the mechanism involves multiple pathways, because that beta-glucan in both the barley and the oats feeds the gut bacteria that produce short-chain fatty acids with anti-inflammatory effects, which reduces the absorption of compounds that elevate blood pressure. It improves insulin sensitivity. This is the oats, which helps regulate blood pressure. Now, keep in mind that barley grass juice is different than the grain barley. And I told you before that from myhdiet.com, I took BeatMax. Well, for 20 years, I've also taken barley grass juice powder, because I'm not going to be juicing barley grass. It's just easy to get it in a cold, processed, fully organic powder called Barley Max that you can get at myhdiet.com, exactly where I get it, myhdiet.com. And it has an entirely different nutritional profile from the whole grain barley. because the grass is rich in chlorophyll, enzymes, concentrated micronutrients, and it's a soluble fiber that's rich in beta-glucan that's found in the grain of the barley, not in the grass. So the beta-glucan is found not in the grass, but in the barley grain. But the barley grass, they have found, is really good for lowering your blood pressure. So how to use it? If you have oats, maybe on top of your oats, you put blueberries. It can be cooked as a hot cereal or as a granola. The powder, I literally put a teaspoon of it in my mouth without even putting it in water. I let it melt in my mouth every morning. A lot of people put it in smoothies and juices, but it's one of, if I had to pick three of the most nutrient-rich foods on planet Earth, barley grass would be one of them. But we're not going to take grass that looks like grass in the yard and chew on it. I like it in the powder form that's already perfectly made into a powder that I can use. Just open a jar, put in a teaspoon in my mouth or in the water, and take it that way. The barley max and the beet max are really worth having them on your kitchen counter.
Pomegranate on the list. Explain that one. I'm not familiar. I don't think I've ever had pomegranate.
Really? You've never? Do you know what the fruit looks like with the seeds inside?
Oh, okay, vaguely.
Have you ever had pomegranate juice?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, maybe you will after I give you a little little feedback on
tempt
it.
Tempt me, I'm ready.
It's one of the more powerful polyphenol foods for blood pressure. There have been many well-designed trials that show significant blood pressure reductions from consistent pomegranate consumption, and researchers have identified the mechanism. There was a study done at the Israel Institute of Technology, published in Atherosclerosis in 2001, and it demonstrated that pomegranate juice reduced systolic blood pressure by 21% in hypertensive patients over 2 weeks. And that mechanism included was most effective if you drank the pomegranate juice every day. By itself, remember, it's not going to be as big as the reduction in flax seeds or beet juice.
Yes.
But even though it won't be such a huge dramatic drop, when combined together with other things that we're talking about today, you see, they all add up. So how would you include this in your diet? If you go to the juice aisle of your supermarket, you can find pomegranate juice. Sometimes it's plain or mixed with grape juice or sometimes with apple juice. I go to my local farmer's market here in Brentwood in Santa Monica where I live. They have fresh squeezed a pint, a quart, and a half a gallon size of fresh pomegranate juice. So if I go every week, I'll get a lot of pomegranate juice because I often use it for the base of my smoothies. So you can buy the juice, but here's a little key. You want to avoid any pomegranate products with added sugar.
Yes.
Because the benefits from the polyphenols, not the sugar. And by the way, remember I told you I get the raw powder of strawberry that I just put in my smoothies?
Yes.
And I buy it at my health food store, and you can get it online too. I also get pomegranate powder. It's raw, it's freeze-dried, and if I run out of my juice, I just put a little teaspoon of that in water. It's like a pinkish-purple color. I could put it in my smoothie, too. It's absolutely delicious.
A lot of excellent ideas on the program today. And again, all of this and so much more at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. Link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, take you directly there. Legumes, next on the list.
Legumes. Legumes like beans, lentils, chickpeas.
Yes.
They all contribute to blood pressure control through different mechanisms. First of all, they're one of the best sources of potassium in the diet, which directly counteracts blood pressure-raising effects of sodium. That's why if you've got high blood pressure, you want to keep your sodium levels down. Legumes are rich in magnesium, which, as I said earlier, supports vascular relaxation. They also have a whole lot of soluble fiber that feeds the gut bacteria that produce short-chain fatty acids with great anti-inflammatory effects. There have been many studies on the legumes, many randomized studies that show legume consumption has a significant reduction in the systolic blood pressure compared to controlled diets. So how do you use it? Like a half a cup to a full cup of cooked legumes daily would be good to have in your diet. Lentils are sort of the easiest starting point because they don't need to be soaked. You can cook them quickly. You can get good canned beans that have no salt added, the organic beans. Rinse them out. Things like black beans, chickpeas, pinto work well. And here's just a little cooking tip. If you have an instant pot to cook your beans, you know, the seasonings and flavor penetrate the beans better, and you get consistent results every time. But just make sure to rinse the hard beans if you buy them in bulk a few times and then cook them. You don't need to pre-soak them for hours if you have one of those instant pots. But I don't buy lots of canned goods, but I do have canned beans and lentils, just easy to use quickly.
On the list, we've got walnuts, something we're all familiar with, and we keep hearing so much about walnuts and how they really are beneficial for us, and obviously that's the case.
Oh, I love walnuts. The walnuts have the omega-3 fats and the arginine for vascular health. So walnuts are the one nut that with probably of all the nuts with the most significant omega-3 content. I talked earlier about specifically the ALA, the alpha-linolenic acid, the same plant-based omega-3 found in the flaxseed. They're the richest, walnuts, Rick, are the richest source of the arginine. That's an amino acid that serves as the raw material for nitric oxide production in the endothelial cells. And there was a great randomized control study at the Hospital Clinic in Barcelona published in 2004, showed that walnut-enriched Mediterranean diet improved endothelial function and reduced blood pressure compared, much better than compared to the standard Mediterranean diet. We hear a lot about the Mediterranean diet. But when you add more walnuts into the standard Mediterranean diet, you get significant improvements in arterial elasticity, meaning less stiffness of your arteries. So how to use walnuts? You just 1 to 1.5 ounces every day as a snack on top of salads. You can blend it into dressings, too. You can add it into your muffins, your breads, but make sure you don't get the salted ones. I always get the raw, unsalted, and in fact, I get a brand that I just get online at Amazon. I had some this morning on top of the oatmeal that are sprouted, raw, organic walnut halves. So delicious.
And all of this is that you're talking about, so it's not like you're making like a sacrifice and you're going to eat foods you really don't want. You can't develop a taste for these. These are all items, 10 superfoods that will fit into your diet. So many ways that Dr. Susan has given us, and all this and more on her website, SusanSmithJones.com. And number 10 on the list, bananas and avocados.
Yeah, I added them together so it would stay at 10 here. potassium is a direct blood pressure regulator. Now, potassium kind of deserves its own entry here because it works differently from the other mechanisms above. The potassium directly helps your beautiful kidneys excrete sodium, which is the primary driver of high blood pressure for many people. As we talked about earlier, if you eat too much sodium, your blood pressure will usually go up. The higher your potassium intake, the more efficiently your body manages the sodium, and the lower your blood pressure tends to be. By the way, whole foods, plant-based diets are rich in potassium. This is one of its strong suits, to eat more plant-based foods. Bananas are the same. Like, bananas and avocados are two, by the way, of the most potassium-dense foods in a plant-based diet. A medium banana has about 420 milligrams of potassium. A medium avocado has over 900 milligrams. I don't recommend eating a whole avocado. A third to a half is okay. But there was a meta-analysis that was published in the BMJ, British Medical Journal, in 2013, and it looked at 33 trials and 128,000 participants. So this isn't small, and found that the higher potassium intake was associated with a 24% lower risk of stroke and significant reductions in blood pressure in people with hypertension. So how do you add it to your diet? One banana and, like I said, a quarter to a half of an avocado daily gives you a meaningful potassium contribution. But eating these consistency alongside other high potassium plant-based foods like sweet potatoes and beans help shift your sodium to potassium ratio in a favorable direction. And of course, you want to cut out processed foods, which tend to have a whole lot of added sodium to them.
What a great list that you've gone through here, and sort of tying it together. Give us your six-pillar summary on how to get the most from these superfoods that you're recommending that help us to lower our blood pressure. Summarize for us, if you would, please.
Okay, and we'll go through these really quickly. See, none of these things are exotic or expensive. No,
not at all.
Most of them, yeah, are ordinary pantry staples. So here are six quick tips. Start your morning always with ground flaxseed. Remember, about 2 tablespoons, 30 grams in your smoothie, stirred in your oatmeal. Make this non-negotiable. Even if you don't have high blood pressure, there's so much benefit
yes.
to flaxseeds, which I've been eating for decades. And, you know, I'm never sick. We're going close to 50 years.
That's amazing.
Never sick. I don't take any medications. Anyway, but this is the single highest impact dietary intervention for blood pressure. Two, drink your vegetables. You know, if you don't have a juicer, think about getting one. A daily glass of fresh carrot, beet, spinach juice delivers nitrate to the nitric oxide pathway very efficiently. And if that's not practical to do every day, check into Beet Max and Barley Max at My H Diet. You know, you can get the job done and get the benefits in 2 minutes. Build salads on leafy greens. Listen, everyone, avoid iceberg lettuce because it doesn't do much for you. It's not very nutrient dense. Go more towards the darker varieties. Go choose from or all of them mixed, the mixed greens, spinach, arugula. These are your nitrate base. 4, get a cup of legumes in daily. You know, as a side dish, you could just have a little bowl of legumes, lentils or beans, in a burrito, on your salad. I put beans in my big salads all the time. You can puree it, make it a sandwich spread, like you would hummus, right? Hummus. Put them in soup. Work on finding different ways to include beans into your daily diet and be consistent about it. 5, snack on walnuts and berries. The combination covers that omega-3, arginine, and polyphenol angles we talked about in one simple snack, berries and walnuts. So maybe I know you like oatmeal, maybe on your oatmeal you put berries and walnuts and a little bit of fresh flaxseed meal. You'll be a total nitric oxide person at that point.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, and 6, take the garlic, crush it, let it sit for 10 minutes, then cook with it or eat it raw. No supplement needed.
What is your takeaway about these foods? And I say that trying to motivate our audience to make better choices on what to eat. Talk about the importance of that and the takeaway that they can use for motivation.
Yeah, well, you know, if you keep in mind that 1.3 billion people around the world have hypertension.
It's amazing.
And over 10 million people die every year, and it's preventable. So again, none of these foods are really expensive or exotic. They're plant-based foods that have been with us for thousands of years, most of them. And now we have all these randomized controlled trials, studies, and evidence that show exactly why they're protective. I know so many older adults, in fact, most adults I know, who are on blood pressure medication. I'm going to be sending everyone this interview. But I also know a good number of adults that have healthy blood pressure of around 110 over 60. And in this day and age, 110 over 60 is abnormally normal, you know, because that's where it should be. And in other words, most people have elevated blood pressure and are taking blood pressure medicines, and they don't know that God's given us all these beautiful superfoods to help us that I write about in detail in A Hug and a Mug. So I'm going to say to you, if you are currently on blood pressure medications, you should not just stop them without working with your physician. Some of these dietary changes are powerful enough to lower your blood pressure into a range where the medication dose can be adjusted in the downward direction. And that's a great problem to have, but you should always manage it with your doctor, not instead of your doctor. And the more whole food, plant-based foods, diet you can eat that supports your whole body, your bones, your muscles, nerves, GI tract, brain, heart, lungs, kidney, liver, skin, everything else, that's a great foundation for your physical health.
So much great information during the course of the conversation today. Let's talk just briefly here at the end about some of the most frequently asked questions that you get about blood pressure. When people know who you are, know your background, they're curious, they you know all the topics that you talk about. When they talk about blood pressure, what are some of the questions you get?
Yeah, well, I get a few. One is, how quickly can it get lower? How can you make it lower? Well, some foods, like I mentioned, work really quickly. Studies on beet juice show measurable drops in blood pressure within hours of consuming the beet juice. Others, like flaxseed, produce their largest effect at about the 12-week and the 6-month mark. But that doesn't mean you choose one or the other. To me, the best approach combines both fast-acting, nitrate-rich foods, for immediate support and consistent long-term dietary patterns for sustained improvement. Now, I get this one a lot. Can diet alone control high blood pressure without medication? Now, for some people with mildly elevated blood pressure, a comprehensive dietary and lifestyle overhaul, like I write about in my book, A Hug and a Mug, can bring blood pressure into the normal range without medications. I've worked with hundreds of people over the decades on how to do this. But for other people with severely elevated blood pressure, diet is powerfully additive to medication and may allow medication doses to be reduced over time, but always under medical supervision. I'm going to say again, don't just stop or adjust blood pressure medications without working and consulting with your physician. Okay, here's two more that come to mind. Is it safe to eat foods if you are already on blood pressure medication, these foods I've talked about today? Yes, but here's a little note of caution. Some of these foods, like flax seeds and beet juice, are potent enough to produce meaningful blood pressure reductions. So if you consistently add them to your diet, monitor, this is good for you to do, your own blood pressure and communicate with your doctor, because the lowering effect combined with medication could produce blood pressure that's too low. I'm one of those people who have really low blood pressure. I have my whole life. It can often be like 95 or 100 over 55. And that means for me that if I'm sitting in a chair, I can't jump up really quickly. I get up slowly to make sure that the blood gets to my brain. If I'm lying in bed in the morning and I'm excited to start the day, I'll sit up before I get up to my feet. I'll sit there for a few seconds and then I'll stand up. So I've got the opposite thing where sometimes my blood pressure can get too low. But I'd rather have it a little bit lower than way too high, you know.
Yes.
But it's nothing for me to worry about. I just know that I can't jump up after, if let's say I get a great massage and you're flat on the table and then you have to get up quickly afterwards because they want you to leave the room so they can get the room ready for the next person.
One, yes.
Yeah, I say, just give me 2-3 minutes, please, so I could get up slowly. All right, more than anyone needed to know about me. So the last thing is, which is more effective, beets or flax seeds? You kind of know the answer to that, because those are the two I talk about the most.
Yes.
They both have completely different mechanisms to produce the additive effects, but when combined, it's so powerful, because the beets and the nitrate-rich vegetables work through the nitric oxide pathway and act relatively quickly. The flax seeds work through the omega-3 fatty acids, the lignans, the magnesium, and it builds to its largest effect over 12 weeks and beyond. But using both together is the sweet place, you know, is smarter than choosing one over the other.
We're out of time here, and I want people to understand that all of this, so much more, is on your website. Let's talk about the website. Where can people get copies? You mentioned the books, Uplifted and Hug in a Mug, Revitalized with Superfoods and Healthy Living Extras, as well as your new award-winning novelette for kids of all ages and adults titled Joy and the Butterfly, The Magical Garden. Where on the website can they get this information? What else can they get on the website? It's a world, a wealth of information there.
Thank you. Yeah, so just go to my name, SusanSmithJones.com, and in the navigation bar, you'll see books. Scroll down to A Hug and a Mug, scroll down to Joy and the Butterfly. In A Hug and a Mug, you already know this, I show all the readers how to assess all of your body's signals and support your own wellness with natural remedies like herbs, spices, teas, juices, soups, and other natural treatments. You learn a little bit about each major body system, respiratory, digestive, immune, nervous, memory, reproductive, circulatory, and more. And you discover the best foods, nutriments, natural remedies to nourish and repair any problem area in your body, to restore lost vitality, to support your body as a whole, and to prevent future problems. I also have in that book 100 easy-to-prepare, nutritious, delicious recipes. It's more than food, though. Food is half of the book. The other half is looking at your body like a hug in a mug has a double meaning. First, it refers to what could you put in a mug, soups and juices and teas and good things like that. But it also looks at the body as a magnificent mug given to us by God to take care of throughout our lives. And we need to give our body, Rick, as many hugs every day in the forms of nutrition, exercise, sleep, time in nature, stress reduction, an attitude of gratitude, uplifting faith, and more. Because health care starts with self-care. And it's our responsibility to honor our glorious physical, mental, and spiritual vessel. It's all connected, working at one. This book comes in color and black and white. Color's the best one. Easy to get on Amazon or on my website. You can get autographed copies directly from me, which include bookmarks and a note card from me. And then, of course, I've got my gold medal winning novelette for kids of all ages and young at heart adults. It won a gold medal for Mom's Choice Awards for the best family-friendly book and inspiring story. And my goal was to enrich the reader's life and to guide readers back to the true magic that's been within each person all along. Amazon does not carry the ultra-premium color copies. If you go to my website and go to books and scroll to Joy and the Butterfly, they're different, and it's the same price, but it's the ultra-premium color, because in this novelette of 18 chapters, there are lots of beautiful illustrations, and you want to get them in color. And one of my purposes for writing this, you know this, we've talked about this before, is in a world that often, Rick, moves too fast and feels too complex, my Joy in the Butterfly novelette invites all readers of all ages to slow down, breathe deeply, rediscover the simple yet profound beauty of life. This book offers a gentle but powerful message that there's magic all around us if only we choose to see it. And this is such a great book of lots of inspiration. It inspires kids of all ages to become thoughtful, compassionate individuals, and it reminds adults that joy is always within reach. So the way you can find out more about the book or get the ultra-premium color copies is go to my website, susansmithjones.com/joybutterfly, susansmithjones.com/joybutterfly, and it comes in hardback, softback, and ebook.
And while you're there, sign up for the free, yes, you heard me right, free monthly health living newsletter. This is, I don't know how many years you've been doing this, but I look forward to mine every month. There's so much information there. And in fact, I've got a folder. I keep saving these and go back and refer to them from time to time. And that's free, and it takes some 7-8 seconds to sign up, I would think.
That's right, yeah. And yeah, I never inundate people with lots of emails. You hear from me once a month with lots of great health information that the general public never gets to see.
And you can follow Susan on social media. Of course, SusanSmithJones.com is her website. You'll find her on X and Instagram as well. All those links are available on her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Dr. Susan, excellent job today. So much great information. The topic has been lower blood pressure naturally, 10 superfoods that work. So much more on this at her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Thank you for joining us and look forward to having another discussion next month.
Thank you. I look forward to our next visit.
And you can follow Dr. Susan as well, all of the programs that we've done on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and all of the 28 different podcast platforms we're on, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, also on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and many more. And while there, don't forget to like, to comment, and subscribe for more inspiring conversations.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.